This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Afghanistan's Taliban government has ordered all Afghan women to wear the all-covering burqa in public. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
The move confirmed the worst fears of rights activists in the country and will heighten tensions between the new rulers and the international community. Sheer Mohammed, an official from the Taliban's Vice and Virtue Ministry, announced there will be consequences for those who do not follow the new law. Women who do not wear the covering, firstly, should be identified and their guardians should be advised, and the women themselves should be punished. The decree evokes similar restrictions on women during the Taliban's previous hardline rule between 1996 and 2001. Khalid Hanafi, the acting minister for the Taliban's Vice and Virtue Ministry, said the ruling was to allow Afghan women to live with what he called dignity and safety. I'm Karen Chamas.
All women, children and the elderly have been evacuated from the Mariupol steelworks plant besieged by Russian forces. This according to VOA's Anna Chernikova, who's reporting from Kyiv. Irina Vereshchuk, Ukraine's deputy prime minister, wrote on the Telegram messaging app that, quote, this part of the Mariupol humanitarian operation is over. The United Nations, which is leading the rescue effort along with the International Red Cross, did not confirm that the operation had ended. The Azovstal steel mill is the last holdout for Ukrainian forces in Mariupol. It has emerged as a symbol of resistance to the wider Russian effort to capture swaths of eastern and southern Ukraine. Mariupol has been left in ruins by weeks of Russian bombardment, and the steel mill has been largely destroyed. Several groups of civilians have left the sprawling complex over the past week during pauses in fighting. This is VOA News. Less immigrant labor in the United States is contributing to price hikes across the board. AP correspondent Julie Walker has this story.
First, immigration tapered off during the Trump administration, then ground to a near complete halt at the height of COVID. By some estimates, the U.S. now has 2 million fewer immigrants than it would have if the pace had stayed the same. That's helped lead to a desperate scramble. In Texas, Mike Hell's farm has replaced acres of greens with crops that can be harvested by machines, while increasing pay for his workers, almost all immigrants. Al Flores had to hike the price of a brisket plate at his restaurant with the meatpacking plant's inability to fully staff production lines. Labor issues are among several contributors to the U.S.'s highest inflation in 40 years. I'm Julie Walker.
Former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva launched his campaign for a new presidential term on Saturday, vowing to rebuild Brazil after what he called the irresponsible and criminal administration of far-right incumbent Jair Bolsonaro. The campaign launch sealed a remarkable political comeback for Lula, who was president from 2003 to 2010. He was jailed in April of 2018 on corruption charges, leaving him unable to run against Bolsonaro in that year's presidential election. Lula emerged from prison in November of 2019. He's been in unofficial campaign mode since March of last year, when the Supreme Court annulled the corruption convictions that sidelined him from politics. A network of environmental groups known as the Climate Observatory says deforestation detected in the Brazilian Amazon broke all records for the month of April. That milestone follows similar new records set in January and February, reflecting an uptick in destruction of the rainforest. It marked the first time that deforestation alerts have surpassed 1,000 square kilometers during a month in the rainy season, which runs from December to April. The Airline Operators of Nigeria says Nigerian Airlines will stop operating starting on Monday until further notice due to the high cost of jet fuel. Domestic flights have been disrupted since March as some airlines started to cancel internal schedules, while others delayed operations, citing scarcity of jet fuel. Global jet fuel prices have soared after Russia's invasion of Ukraine triggered a surge in the crude oil market, hitting airlines and passengers with steep cost increases. And recapping this hour's top story, Afghanistan's Taliban government has ordered all Afghan women to wear the all-covering burqa in public. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.